Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us live on the line, political analyst Sarah Eisger with a look at what's going on in Washington. Sarah, I mean, so much happening, not just in Washington, but abroad, too. I mean, really adding to the plate. You know, yesterday we were speaking with Steve Roberts a little bit about how tumultuous the first year has been of the Biden presidency, how a lot of things, especially recently, haven't gone his way. And now you're throwing international conflict onto the plate, too. That can't be fun.
Nope, I wouldn't think it was fun at all. And you know what? I think it could get worse, not only on the international front. Of course, we are still on, you know, waiting to see what Putin decides to do. And Putin, by the way, one of the smartest world leaders, and especially when it comes to American politics. I mean, remember the Russians involved themselves in our 2016 election in part by sowing racial division on online forums. I mean, incredibly, you know, educated about where the American tension lines are and how to take advantage of them. But you're going to have the Olympics in a country that is committing genocide. And, you know, I just saw statistics yesterday on carjackings in major U.S. cities. I mean, violent crime is increasing so quickly in so many of these cities. The Biden administration hasn't really had to talk a lot about that. Immigration still on the back burner. I mean, issues that the administration's actually getting to ignore, even though they are starting to heat up.
Well, on this international conflict that we're watching unfold here with Ukraine and Russia, what kind of a line is Biden walking with Putin?
You know, he doesn't have great choices, because what you want to be able to say is nothing is off the table. And unfortunately, nobody believes that the United States is really willing to commit ground troops to a land war in Ukraine. And on the Putin side of this, look, Russia's always worried about its outer borders, whatever they are. If they get all of Ukraine, they'll be worried about their outer border that's now Ukraine. And so you have a problem where Biden can't make the threat, and Putin constantly is looking to expand. You know, Putin does not want Ukraine to be a member of NATO. This is a test of NATO. I think it's not just the United States, thankfully, for Biden that is in this tough situation, obviously. It's a lot of these NATO allies that are having to decide what NATO means in a new century, right? It's not post-World War II anymore. And so are these alliances meaningful, and will you back them up?
It's kind of strange, I think, to hear us talk about the situation that's going on now. We've become accustomed to just, you know, the U.S. is, you know, starting from a position of strength, right? But when it comes to whether it's, you know, what you were saying of it's an empty threat almost to say that ground troops might ever be there. We've already said that that's not going to happen. And then with what happened in Afghanistan, I mean... how the U.S. is viewed as far as international conflicts go, how has that taken a hit?
Well, and that's where I think it's an unfortunate own goal by the Biden administration, because I think without Afghanistan happening in such a chaotic fashion late in the fall or in the summer last year, Biden would be in a much stronger position when he speaks about foreign policy. His cards wouldn't have been shown, if that makes sense, of where he falls on all of this stuff. But, you know, as weirdly, former President Trump put out a statement that I thought was mildly helpful in this situation and said, you know, dear President Putin, don't forget, it's not just Joe Biden you're dealing with. You are affecting your relationship with every future president irrevocably as well. A good reminder for Putin. You know, you may think you know Joe Biden, fine, but this is the United States. It will be there when Joe Biden's gone, and so will Russia. And you better hope that this isn't, you know, this is the fight you want.
Does Biden need congressional support for what he decides here with with Putin and Russia and Ukraine?
Such an interesting question, because he has had so much trouble wrangling his own team on the Hill. I mean, he has gone to the Hill maybe more than any other president in his first year, and with very little to show for it. And you have his Biden approval rating so low heading into a midterm election season that these House Democrats in particular are having to decide whether they even want the president in their districts to help them campaign. Add into that whether they will support the president in a foreign policy situation in which voters, look, generally speaking, they don't vote on foreign policy unless you're taking their sons and daughters overseas. So kind of a no-win for these House Democrats as well. It is just another way in which Biden is really pinned down politically, and that Vladimir Putin knows it.
Looking, you know, more inward on the domestic agenda, this debate over voting rights, which I don't even like using the words, because it seems like this entire back and forth is just both sides trying to, stir up the pot when you really look at it.
If there's one thing I can convince your listeners of, is at any time they have presented a narrative in politics.
I think we've lost her.
Uh-oh. Bad connection. It was a terrible time, too, because she started off, if there's one thing you take from this conversation,
right,
and then the phone line cuts out, which is, you know, not the ideal time. But we still learned a lot from Sarah Eisker, who was joining us live, political analyst from Washington.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.